WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Former Columbia grad student ordered released.
Khalil is likely to be returned to New York and New Jersey sometime soon.
Bring in the heat.
I got it, but at the same time, it's kind of miserable.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump says he still hasn't decided if the U.S. will attack Iran.
The president reiterated Iran has 2 weeks to give up its nuclear program or the U.S. might join the Israeli air campaign. But that's all.
Well, I'm not going to talk about ground forces.
Trump added Israel is not equipped to take out Iran's underground nuclear facilities without U.S. help.
They really have a very limited capacity. They could break through a little section, but they can't go down very deep.
Trump also insists Iran is just weeks away from producing a nuclear bomb, saying his director of national intelligence is wrong for saying the Iranian regime is not that far along. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Thousands of Americans trying to get out of Israel as Iran continues to fire missiles at the country say they're having a hard time doing so. They say the federal government isn't helping them. CBS's Haley Ott has been talking with Americans in Tel Aviv.
They are scared, frustrated that they haven't heard anything from the U.S. Embassy here or from the State Department, apart from some guidance that there possibly was a plan to organize flights or charter boats to get people out of here who want to leave.
A federal judge has ordered the government to free former Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil. The administration's been trying to deport him for taking part in pro-Palestinian protests. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The judge called Khalil's detention, quote, highly unusual, and said he's not a threat to the community. The Trump administration's been trying to deport Khalil for leading student protests, calling his actions a threat to U.S. foreign policy.
A victory for President Trump, an appeals court saying he had the power to order National Guard troops to deploy to Los Angeles to support police and sheriff's deputies during anti-ICE protests.
If we didn't go to Los Angeles, and the sheriff admitted it, he had no control. He would have lost control. We saved Los Angeles by having the military go in.
About 100 million Americans are now under heat alerts, including Henry Jameson, who's trying to beat the heat at a summer camp in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where it's 97 degrees.
Drink a lot of water, put sunscreen on, maybe have a few popsicles.
Smart kid. Extremely warm air will cover the Ohio Valley into the Northeast tomorrow, and areas above 4,000 feet in the Pacific Northwest will get snow. Now this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Pacers beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night in Indianapolis, 108-91, to tie up the NBA Finals at three games apiece. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton from the Pacers on Sunday night in Oklahoma City. It'll be the first time there's been a Game 7 in the Finals in 9 years.
You know, for the next couple days, the narratives are going to be almost poison, you know, to talk about what this would mean to our city and legacy talk, and we played so well.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Twins at Target Field. The crew with a dramatic 8-7 win over the Cubs in Chicago yesterday, despite some very questionable balls and strike calls by the home plate umpire against the Brewers' Abner Uribe and Trevor McGill.
Pretty bad calls there in Abner's inning and in my inning. Yeah, I mean, that's baseball, I guess. I mean, they're going to have bad days back there, too.
That's Brewers closer Trevor McGill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. No superhero movie will go into production without a finished script. It sounds like a no-brainer, but it had to be said. That is a declaration in the DC Universe by CEO James Gunn. Gunn says the movie industry is dying due to this very practice. Gunn, who's also made movies at Marvel Cinemas, says they are guilty of it too. The Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy director-producer says it's not that people don't want to see movies, it's just that studios make unfinished scripts. Everything starts with the script. Well, NBC tried to make a case for a Night Court reboot, and it was an okay idea for three seasons, but will not see a fourth. The original Night Court ran for 9 seasons in the 80s and starred Harry Anderson. Melissa Rauch took over behind the bench for the new iteration and said recently producers shopped the reboot to other networks after NBC canceled it in May. According to Variety, the show premiered in 2023 to excellent ratings and was almost immediately renewed, but the ratings dropped off fast and hard. Tough biz. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with maybe a stray storm and lows in the mid-70s. This weekend, extreme heat warning. Mostly sunny, hot, breezy, and humid. Highs mid-90s, heat index triple digits. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, State Representative Francesca Hong on Republicans playing games with the state budget, plus Kristen Lierley, John and Gordy, and much more.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut it.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you see, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. Hey, we're getting some weather here. We always like to talk about the weather. I don't know if that's a thing, but we always do. And it's going to be a million degrees on Saturday and Sunday. And, so it's always good. And maybe in, we'll have State Senator Mary Kunish on too, but maybe in your segment later or now we can just talk about checking on your relatives and your, and your animals.
Absolutely. Yes. Check on your, elders, people who are older. This is really bad. It's going to, the heat index is going to be over 100 degrees both on Saturday and Sunday. Just yesterday it was still hot and muggy, and I saw an elderly woman mowing her lawn, and I don't think that was a good idea, but you know, she was doing it. She had to get it done because later on in the afternoon, I saw that she put chairs and tables out. So she must have something going on.
Well, it's the neighborhood garage sale.
Yeah,
she's got stuff out there.
That was really a lot. I mean,
I know.
I'm not sure I could even do it. But I mean, even right, you know, I mean, it's hot now. Extreme heat warning. This is in St. Paul, Minnesota. Extreme heat warning. These conditions are expected by 12 p.m., which is already passed, through Saturday.
Is that 12 p.m. tonight or?
Well, it says by 12 p.m. That's the afternoon.
Oh.
Saturday, June 21st. And, you know, this is significant. This is the severity. It says significant threat to life or property.
When they say 12, I get all confused. If it's...
P.M. is in the afternoon and A.M. is in the morning.
Well, I know you're not confused, but I said I get confused.
Yeah, you know, that's funny. A lot of people.
It's like, oh, 11:59.
I know.
Well, hey, we've had a really emotional week in shows. And then also personally, starting last Saturday, Wendy, with the tragic assassinations of Melissa Hortman and her husband.
And their dog, Gilbert.
And the Hoffman family, too. You know, he took 9 bullets and she took 8 bullets, and they're out of the hospital, I think.
Wow. Yeah. I heard yesterday that they would be getting out. I don't know if they are out now, but, you know, thank goodness for that. Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's been really, I've been feeling very kind of heavy and kind of sad. And, you know, it's the kind of feeling I had, Robert, when, remember during COVID and like everything was happening and like every day you woke up and you were like, oh, like at least me, I was just like, okay, what's going to happen today? You know, like put on the news and listen to the news and all, you know, just like every day it was something. I feel like that now, you know, what's happening, the murders, you know, what's happening in the administration that we have now in Washington, D.C., it's just like every day before the news comes on, I literally hold my breath.
Well, you know what it reminds me of, too, is 9/11, because remember, we went through a whole week.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
You know, we can hear the St. Paul, Minneapolis airport from a distance. It's it's not severe in our neighborhood at all by any means. We get a plane fly over every once in a while.
Yeah.
But there was dead silence.
Yeah, there were no planes at all.
Which was crazy.
It was.
And then every once in a while, you'd see
an
F-16 flying around looking for something.
And then helicopters all over during, like, George Floyd. And
don't forget Standing Rock. I still have, when it comes to helicopters, very bizarre that you brought that up. When we went to Standing Rock, that was embedded in us with the little small plane flying over and buzzing the whole campgrounds, and also a helicopter.
24/7.
Yeah.
That plane buzzed Standing Rock 24/7 for days and days and days.
Oh, every day that it was, they were out there. But I mean, I guess when the days that we were out there, it was like, that was a lot. You know, and then, like you said, George Floyd, we had helicopters in our neighborhood. It's only like four miles from our house. And then we had all those bad actors coming from Wisconsin and Iowa setting fire to our neighborhoods and the downtown Minneapolis. It was crazy.
So I feel like that now, like on edge. That's what I think it is. I'm just like waiting like for the next thing. Like I'm feeling a little pessimist. I'm not feeling very optimistic.
It's hard not to be, and especially now when we got the clown show, you know, promising everyone that he's going to take care of the economy the first day, promising that he would keep us out of wars, and all these promises just to get elected, and here we go. You know, but
the
funny thing is,
literally the opposite
the
of everything you said.
The taco man, though, I like what he said about Iran, where he wasn't gonna. He'll think about it in 2 weeks. So there's another thing that, well, I'll give a tariff on them in a couple weeks. And well, we'll get rid of TikTok in a couple weeks.
You can't believe one thing that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah,
you can't. No. He's a pathological liar. He has a black heart.
Well, he's,
and he has no soul.
Right.
I'm convinced.
There's no empathy.
There's
with
something
MAGA.
Wrong with his brain.
There's no empathy with MAGA.
He's
you
a
know?
Narcissist.
Yeah, it's the narcissist, and I think that's
he's a Nazi.
And when we talk about, and I was listening to another station earlier today. And talking about the liberals being as bad as MAGAs, you know,
break.
Exactly.
Well, that's what Fox News would say.
Right. And but he doesn't like MAGAs, too. Mm-hmm. So that makes him OK. But not really, because it's always been the Republicans are against people and for business, and the Democrats are for people. No matter who you are.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's been my whole lifetime.
Right. He just said the other day that he's going to stop going into fields, stop going into different restaurants and, you know, not going to grab illegals from those places. And now he's going back on his word and he's doing it. So it's just.
Well, two things with LA being the Marines being there and all that. I'm, you know, Wendy, I'm a big baseball fan and you are too, as a matter of fact, is that the Dodgers said no dice ice. That kind of rhymes. But, we need the other major league teams, sports teams, to say that.
We just have to all stay strong, go to every protest that's out there, post things on social media and share it.
Well, and
talk to your neighbors.
Next week is Pride.
Yes.
And all the big companies aren't supporting Pride like Target, but we have, you know, I heard 80-some% of the organizations that do support Pride are not the big companies. Yeah. And it's the small mom and pop businesses. So we need to support them. But we also need to get back to our roots as boomers, Wendy, and that's get out there on the street. And I know we've been talking about that a lot, and we've done it.
We're all about that, getting on the street.
Right, and we just, hopefully Pride will be back. I know it's been a celebration for many years, and we're going to be live at Pride, and we're going to have Dr. Stately and Jace Rowe on. And I just got to say, Pride's been in celebration, but I think it's time to get back to the way it was in the 80s, and that's get down. I mean, look what the Supreme Court did just a couple days ago, you know, with the rights of transgenders and young transgenders under 18, and it's insane. So I don't know.
Yeah, I want to say this one thing. What they did, they stopped funding for the Youth Hotline, Suicide Hotline. Now, if they care so much about life and children, why would they do such a thing?
Exactly. Up next, State Senator Mary Kunis. This is Native Roots Radio. Thanks, Wen.
Yeah. Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/tap, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a to-go card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
I'll never forget. I was driving my Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota, and I was hit at 35 miles an hour, rear-ended square flush. If not for the structural integrity of my Sienna, I wouldn't be here right now. There's a lot I can say about Rudy Luther Toyota, about their fantastic service department and their great selection, but being able to say your car saved my life is the best endorsement I can make. Toyotas from Rudy Luther Toyota are my highest recommendation. Get one today and tell them me, Matt McNeil, told you to stop on in. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Support for Native Roots Radio comes from the Walker Arts Center, an art space that's more than the Spoon and Cherry. Galleries celebrate contemporary visual art, including Indigenous artists like Edgar Heap of Birds, Cheyenne and Arapaho Nation, and Jim Demony, Ojibwe. Additionally, films screen in the cinema, and performances are shown on stage. Free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. Again, that's walkerart.org.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive. Because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Wake, and I'm your host again, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and we have our friend, State Senator Mary Kunis on today, and we're always excited to see you, State Senator. Saw you last night, very somber night, and I appreciate you coming on again this week. Thank you so much.
Sure. Hamatakiape, everybody. It's good to be here with you. It's been a crazy, crazy week, and a lot of heartbreak.
Definitely. And, you know, I got a chance to see you right away. I saw a couple, Jess Hansen, Representative Hansen came up to me, and Wendy, and we saw the Lieutenant Governor. The Governor was there. There were so many people there really just with their candles and being very quiet and listening to the sounds. I understand that you as elected officials had your own ceremony before that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So yesterday, So Wednesday night, legislators from across the DFL legislators, Democrat legislators from across the state gathered, and other folks that are involved in some of the politics of our state, and worked with Melissa Hortman and her father and or her husband. We had our own little memorial service for them. And for those who don't know what we're really talking about or need a reminder, this past weekend, Minnesota experienced a tragic, tragic incident where a gunman went to the home of the leader of the Democratic Party in the House of Representatives, Melissa Hortman, went to their home, shot her, her husband, their dog, then left. It appears that, and then he left, went and circled back to another state senator's home that was not too far from there. He had already, prior to the Hortmans, had been to two other legislators' homes. Was up to their door, rang the bells, but fortunately those people were not home, and therefore, you know, quite literally dodged a bullet. But he did make it into the Hortmans' home, shot them, as I said, left there, circled back to another senator where he actually was sitting in his truck, and another police officer pulled up, spoke to him, thinking he was a police officer because he had a vehicle all decked out like a police car, the lights. He was dressed in full police gear, and this police officer had been sent to do a wellness check on the senator, and she assumed he was doing the same, and then from there, he left and went over to Senator John Hoffman's home, where he proceeded to shoot both John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette. Fortunately, John and Yvette have survived the bullets. I think Senator Hoffman was shot a number of times, one very narrowly missing his heart. And they are recuperating, but the loss of Melissa Hartman is just reverberated through this state in so many ways. So legislators from decades joined us last night in a memorial service where we were able to speak to her husband, speak to the good work that she has done, the kind of leader. She was an incredible leader, really and truly. Even when she was leading, we all knew she was an incredible leader, and now she will definitely be missed pretty significantly. And then from there, we went to, and so it was lovely. We heard the stories, we heard the humor. It was just really helpful for us all to join together, both the House and the Senate. I myself served in the Minnesota House for 4 years, and my very first year that I was elected into the House was the year that Melissa Hortman became the minority leader. And so my 4 years went through the formation of a legislature under her mentorship, her tutelage, her example, and like I've said before, it's made me a better legislator because of that, for sure. So that was really special. And then we went over to the Capitol, and I got a couple little girlies here. We went over to the Capitol where ran into you and a bunch of other people, and had a candlelight memorial service for Melissa and her husband. it was lovely as well. And, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people came out again. So many legislators and those kind of folks that are connected to the legislature, lobbyists, folks that support us, our staff, and the Minnesota Orchestra played lovely music outside on the steps of the Capitol, and people came up and left flowers and memorials. And then we had a really fabulous drum group from Red Lake.
Yeah.
Shared an honor song and traveling. Yeah, so we had some really heartfelt drumming from a group from Red Lake. They came, I think there were, were there half a dozen drummers around there? Mm-hmm. And some of the women joined in the singing. There was an honor song or two, a travel song. It was really heartfelt and meaningful. And I have had so many people reach out to me to say how much that meant to have the Indigenous community acknowledge her. There were leaders from the Indigenous community. Sam Strong was there. His parents were there.
Yeah.
It was really a lovely evening.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it was a couple thousand people there at least. And we were really happily surprised when we came up, Wendy and I, because we parked Sears lot where everybody parks now. And that was really full. And we went, this is great. So we walked over and you were one of the first people that we saw. We saw a couple before we saw you. We saw a couple people that listened to the show, which is always great. And I want to just give them a shout out. And but I liked too, State Senator, that there were no speeches. It was just quiet mourning and presence and bonding with people maybe you haven't seen in a while. Like you say, there was former representatives there and things like that. And there was people I hadn't seen in a long time, and it was a good community event under terrible circumstances.
Yeah, there were people I'm not sure that I knew, but knew me and came up to say a word of support and sympathy, you know, and I really, really appreciate it. It's been amazing, the outpouring efforts to acknowledge Melissa and her husband Hoffman and his wife, you know, it makes you realize there are people that really do care and speak from the heart when they come out to something like that. And maybe having never met her, maybe never knew John Hoffman, but they were there because of the you know, sort of the good of the masses, you know, when we can support each other and sympathize together. Those are some of the first steps in healing, and there's a lot of healing to be done.
Well, one of the things too, I think people were coming up to you and the other elected officials too, because this guy was on the loose for a couple days and it was a Democratic hit list. So we're glad that you're still here. And the other people that ran for off or that are in office, that's a huge deal. And I know there's relief when I do. And, you know, that we heard that you knew what was going on and we're out of harm's way and being taken care of. And so it's bigger than a ceremony because all you guys were under the gun, so to speak, too, with this assassin who was out for a couple days. And I don't know how you want to respond to this, but I know we've talked about this, and feel free to respond or not. But I know if it was a BIPOC person or somebody of brown or orange, they would not have been arrested as easily as this guy. He didn't even look like his hair was tussled at all. And so we always just want to bring that up, too, that we've noticed that here on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, I mean, we know that historically, black and brown people have often been.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show. CBS News special report, former Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil has been released from an ICE detention center in Louisiana hours after a federal judge ordered the government to let him go. He says he's looking forward to seeing his family.
Just hug my wife and son. As simple as that.
Khalil says immigrants aren't the threat the president says they are.
Justice will prevail, no matter what this administration may try to portray, portraying that immigrants are whether criminals or any of that.
CBS's Katie Weiss.
There has not been any evidence presented in the court system so far to prove that he would be a threat to national security. So far, just this past week, the only thing that he was being held on was an alleged green card fraud that he had omitted information on his green card application.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Pacers beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night in Indianapolis, 108-91, to tie up the NBA Finals at three games apiece. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton from the Pacers on Sunday night in Oklahoma City. It'll be the first time there's been a Game 7 in the Finals in 9 years.
You know, for the next couple of days, the narratives are going to be almost poison, you know, to talk about what this would mean to our city and legacy talk, and we played so well.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Twins at Target Field. The Crew with a dramatic 8-7 win over the Cubs in Chicago yesterday, despite some very questionable balls and strike calls by the home plate umpire against the Brewers' Abner Uribe and Trevor McGill.
Pretty bad calls there in Abner's inning and in my inning. Yeah, I mean, that's baseball, I guess. I mean, they're going to have bad days back there, too.
That's Brewers closer Trevor McGill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Danny Boyle is back with the release of 28 Years Later, his long-awaited third installment to the 28 Days franchise. In a recent article in Variety, the Slumdog Millionaire Oscar-winning director says, due to cultural appropriation, he probably couldn't direct a film like Slumdog Millionaire nowadays, but says he's okay with that and that he would want a young Indian director to have that opportunity to tell the story. What a cool dude. Boyle's other credits include Trainspotting and 127 Hours. Timothy Oliphant is on a roll. The star of Justified has a new show on Apple TV Plus called Lucky, where he stars opposite Anna Taylor-Joy. But Oliphant wasn't done. He still managed to find room in his calendar to join the cast of another Apple show called Stick, alongside Owen Wilson. The Emmy-nominated Oliphant will next be seen in FX's Alien Earth, which drops in August, and he will join a new Peacock show called Five Star Weekend. Cha-ching. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with maybe a stray storm and lows in the mid-70s. This weekend, extreme heat warning. Mostly sunny, hot, breezy, and humid. Highs mid-90s, heat index triple digits. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. It's 82 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. And we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we have our grandchildren. We love background music or background. We always have our animals during Wendy's. It's good to see the young spirit of your grandchildren joining in on this interview.
Yeah, they. I always look forward to the days that they come over here. They add a lot to my life. And usually on those days that they're here, I try to do, you know, very little other than to hang out with them and play with them. They have such imaginations. I mean, I don't know about your grandkids, if they're chattering or, you know, playing, but they have just the most incredible imaginations. And love to talk. Those two girls just talk, and they just are together. So yeah. It'll be interesting when the little grandsons come along. But, you know, Sylvia and her mom and dad came with me to the memorial service last night. And it was really lovely when the drumming started. Mm-hmm. And Sylvia just immediately, her body just started picking up the drum beat, and she just kind of organically started to dance. And, you know, it was so rewarding to me. It just kind of not broke my heart, but warmed my heart, because, yeah, you know, we didn't grow up in community and you know, the kind of things that I saw around Indian issues mostly were really sad and desperate issues, because mm-hmm. my dad did some work with the tribes, and he would take us to events and take us up to the different reservations in Minnesota, which at that time were in just dismal condition. Mm-hmm. I mean, the housing was so primitive and no infrastructure for water or sewer or roads. And so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't such a joyful impression on us. You know, the one thing that we loved the most was fry bread. he would take us to feasts, and he'd always say, you know, you have to eat everything. You have to try something of everything. And it was like, you know, beaver and muskrat and, you know, yeah, all kinds of very earthy indigenous foods that, you mm-hmm. know, now we just die for. But back then it was like, oh, we're used to ground beef or right. you know, something like that. But he'd always tell us, you can't have any fry bread till you try all the other stuff. And, you know, to this day, I really appreciate that yeah. he did that. So when my grandchildren and my children are exposed to those things, it's really important to me.
Yeah, it is. And it's so funny. We have a guest on, and I'm heading a little south on our conversation here, but we had a guest yesterday from Barb Fabre, who does indigenized boxes. And basically, you know, they're helping the young ones, and they give them a box, and it's a subscription, and has Ojibwe songs, stories that, you know, caregivers and parents can go with their kids from 0 to 3. And I'm just going, you need to do one of these for adults. I could have used one, you know, 10 years ago for sure or longer than 10 years ago, but you know what I mean? It's just to be accustomed to what our nations that we are brought up with in a good way, in an accurate way, and the stories and all those things that I missed as a young person, and that I'd like to hand on to my grandkids and my children too.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to learn from the elders. And, you know, I'm mm-hmm. now at that age where I'm considered an elder as well. But I just think of some of those things, you know, like you said, had I had that kind of support, or if I had known those things, of course, we didn't have indigenous baby food like we have now, or you know, things. The books, I mean, the children's books that are out there around Native American culture and the history, and they're told in such easy picture book formats, and a lot of times in the language of the tribe, or you can get it in video. You know, there's even nursery rhymes that are sung in like the drumming beat and indigenous languages. I'm just so thrilled that we've been able to rebuild and revitalize and indigenous cultures and practices and recognize the value of all of that. I think we're on the right track.
Yeah, and people are stepping up, and you know, with your work as a lawmaker, it's having our voice there and also normalizing things that may not seem that comfortable for our allies or people that weren't brought up with the correct history or our history or our ways of life. So I agree 100% with that.
Yeah, I mean, we have been able to do some really incredible things in schools, like American Indian Education for All. You know, not just a pull aside for the kids, you know, the Native kids, but American Indian history in the new history. I mean, like the authentic, true history in the new history standards. Mm-hmm. You know, we passed that law that allows smudging in school.
Yeah.
That's a lot to do that. We had to pass a law to allow our Native kids to carry their sacred tobacco pouches, wear those in school, to have their, you know, their hats or garment at graduation, to allow for drumming, the removal of mascots, or if you're not going to remove it, if the tribe agrees that they would, you know, the school would continue to use whatever the images or the language. But and we've talked about this, like Red Wing Schools has done such a great job, and Prairie Island has built such an incredible relationship with that school district. And they offer Dakota languages down there. And so many kids, not just Native kids, want to learn it.
Right.
They've had to add extra classes to it. I mean, think about that, where in my grandfather's lifetime, probably even my mother's lifetime, you weren't allowed, it was against the law to speak your language, practice your faith, dance. You couldn't vote. You weren't a citizen so long ago. And
no,
it's just great that we're able to do these things in this day and age.
You know, it's interesting. And I'm not a big Kevin Costner fan. I do like his movies. I do have to say I like Dancing with Wolves. Sorry for all you traditionalists out there. Some call it Dancing with Kevin Costner, but it really opened up the early 90s to the Native communities and how we were. In of course, Field of Dreams, all these other movies that he was in baseball-wise I like. But he said something really interesting, and it was about education. And he said, history should be mandatory. Just like math, and math shouldn't be mandatory, because the people that gravitate to math are going to gravitate to math anyways. We need to teach history so we aren't always repeating it over and over again. And you as an educator, I thought I'd just bring that up because I thought that was a really interesting comment by him, and, you know, start the history out young and make sure they're teaching it every year. And, it, you know, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
The correct history too.
Yep, 100%. And 2 years ago, when we had the trifecta, the Democrats in the House, the Senate, and the governor, we passed a piece of legislation that creates a curriculum around genocide, genocide of the American Indian people, of the Holocaust. And a lot of folks don't recognize that there was such an intentional genocide, a plan to basically exterminate American Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look at pieces of history, you know, especially around some of the things that Abraham Lincoln and those presidents did following him to take the land. And I mean, Wisconsin, they, you know, right. all of their, so many of their universities and their higher education are built on American Indian, whole chunk land that they yeah. stole. People don't understand that or don't realize it. And oftentimes once they do, all of a sudden that light goes on and they're like, hey, we owe something here. Yeah.
Right. And just to acknowledge in it too. And I agree 100%. Yeah. I just think history really, and we talk about it a lot here in Native Roots Radio and along with you, State Senator Mary Kunish, about history and how things are different now for our grand, like you said earlier, your grandparents, my grandparents. Wasn't that long ago. I mean, I was a junior in high school when we could practice our own religion in 1978. So think about that. The boarding schools were still going on even into the 1990s, early 1990s. So this traumatic history that Native Americans go through and have gone through is here today and also is not that far away history-wise.
Yeah, and it's our legacy. It's our legacy, and it's our responsibility to make sure that history does not repeat itself, mm-hmm. that we make the amends that we can. But again, but doing it in a good way, you yeah. know, a really good way. Mm-hmm. And I think that when we look at the housing issues, the health issues, the all of those things and the struggle that just every day happens, and mm-hmm. now we're dealing with issues at the federal level. I have a feeling that we might have a lot to talk about in a few, you know, within the next few weeks or to the months, but yeah. hopefully not just the Democrats, but the Republicans who are starting to stand up and say, no, these are not good policies. These are not good practices, that they'll make sure that those don't happen for all of us.
Well, State Senator, thank you again for being on twice this week. I really appreciate it and appreciate you and appreciate all the work you do and how you're here for the community, but also here for our on-air community, too. It's very important, and I know people enjoy listening to you. Thanks again.
Yep. Opila tanka.
We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Native Roots Radio will be right back after this short break.
Minnesota needs diverse teachers who represent our students and communities. Explore teaching degree options at Metro State University's Urban Education Info Session in person at the Minneapolis campus on June 24th. Metro State's programs offer pathways to bachelor's degrees designed for those committed to serving urban communities. Visit campus, get an overview of teaching programs, and meet with an advisor. Sign up at metrostate.edu/urbanteacherprogram. Become a teacher. Shape the future. Metro State University.
Your heart beats for generations.
Your heart is so many things. It beats all the time. And it works very hard to keep you moving through your day, keeping your thoughts clear. It's the most important organ in your body.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. Taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats. That's hennepin.us/heart-beats.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a to-go card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Tier
Morgan.
And I'm Hadley.
We're two of the very first listeners, and we're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, we always like to give a shout out to Tiergan, Hadley, and Shania also. So
yeah, definitely.
Have a good weekend and keep cool.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio, and this is our sacred animal portion. And I don't know if we're going to pull out a fun fact Friday, but I want to introduce Wendy, who's a co-founder of Native Roots Radio and Pilots Progressive Party and our family. And
so I hope I'm your family.
No, hey, I said everybody. Your co-creator.
My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I am a policy volunteer for Humane World for Animals, formerly known as the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. I've been saying this for like a week now. It's like really, really hot out there. Please put a little pan of water out in the shade for the critters outside.
The chipmunks, the squirrels, the ducks.
They just need some water.
The raccoons especially, because they need water to eat.
Yeah, I took Wanda out for her
poop walk
this morning. And I have a don't laugh at me. Oh. I bought a cooling vest for Wanda. She's like the most spoiled dog in the whole entire world, but she's a rescue. And I just feel like, you know, like I love her so much. She's my little child, my little child dog. She's my soul dog. I had a soul dog before, but she's another soul dog. And she had her little cooling vest on, and, you know, she looked really cute, and we went for a walk, and I think it really helped her. So, like, tomorrow when we go out, it's going to be 100 degrees. I'll put the cooling vest on her. The other thing I always check for is the pavement or the asphalt. I put my hand on it, you know, the backside of my hand, and I make sure that it's not too hot. If I can't leave it for 5 seconds, then I don't, you know, I'll pick her up and make sure she goes on the grass.
Did you hear that sound effect?
I thought it was my alarm on my phone going. I was like, I shut off my phone before the show.
Put your backhand on the pavement and make sure it's cool
there
enough.
There you go. Robert, I have a multiple choice questions. Just of them. Do you want to play along?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is about animals. Some of them are animals and some of them are bugs, but here's the first one.
Bugs.
Yeah, it says, which animal can survive for weeks without a head? So a spider, a cockroach, or an ant?
Oh God, I know it's a cockroach.
Yes, cockroach is right. Could you believe it? They could survive for weeks without a head. I've seen them.
I'll tell you, restaurants I worked at.
I don't want to hear it.
It was 50 years ago.
No, I don't care. What animal dies after mating? A bat, an octopus, or a bee?
I'd say a bee.
You're right.
Wait a minute.
Two in a row. I guess you really want to pick your partner, right? You don't want to be like, oh, she'll do. No, you want to be like, I want her. You know,
oh,
you're going to die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, either that or be like me. Oh, it don't matter.
Robert!
What? When it comes to getting your head chopped off or dying?
God. Oh, my God. All right. What animal does not close its eyes? An owl, a snake, or a fish?
I think that's a trick question because owls really don't have eyes, do they?
They do have eyes. They don't have eyeballs. They have like eye tubes. But what animal does not close its eyes?
Oh, no. Owls do blink. Give me those again.
A fish, a snake, or an owl?
I don't think I've ever seen a fish blink.
You are right again. Three in a row. I don't know if it's all fish, but it does. This is the
sacred fish.
I know.
Alrighty.
Okay. We've talked about this, so hopefully you'll remember this one. What is the largest animal on earth? Can you guess that without even getting the three?
A rhinoceros or an elephant.
A camel?
No.
A blue whale?
Yes.
Or a giraffe?
I'd say a blue whale.
Blue whale. Woo-hoo.
I forgot that they were mammals, but they breathe oxygen out of their little schnot on the top of their head.
This is a little sad thing, but I want I need to say this. If you happen to live next to someone that was deported by ICE, please go in and take care of their pets, or go in and get their pets, because I don't know what's happening to people's pets. Like if they're just left behind, animal control comes in, but I don't know. I'd have to look that up, but I just kind of saw something.
That's really good, because people have been getting, you know, where did you go today? Menards and all those places looking for work. And
I didn't go to Menards, but yeah. But yes, I know. Yes, it's terrible. I took a picture of animals in our backyard. Guys, everybody knows that we have like a menagerie back there, but last night it was so cute. I throw food out. So there, a duck, a female duck came, a squirrel was out there, and a rabbit, and they were like sitting in a circle looking at each other. And it looked so cute. So I took a picture of them.
Looks like an AA meeting.
They look like
they were in a group therapy.
In a circle talking to each other.
There was no guitar, so there was no singing.
They were facing each other.
There was no guitar.
Here's another thing that I read online. You're not going to believe this.
Believe everything you read online.
Not that we. I know, right? So anyway, you know how like people play tug of war with their dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the dog will grab the other end of
like
the rope.
A sock or
right.
Something.
Yeah. Or one of their stuffed animals or something.
They used to do that. The poncho.
Yeah. So playing tug of war with your dog, you're supposed to stay still and not move the rope or toy or whatever you have and let the dog do it all, because veterinarians are saying that they're getting a lot of dogs in with whiplash. So like the owner will like, and I know I've done that, like pull it and then shake it back and forth for your dog. And it's causing these dogs to get whiplash.
Aww.
So if you want to play tug of war with your dog, you stay still and don't tug or move the object and let your dog do all the work, because, you know, they don't really care, you know, that.
All right. Well, let's get back to.
I don't have any more questions, but there's a picture. There's a picture of a dog. I'm going to talk about this picture that I have.
I love when you explain pictures over the radio.
Okay, so there's a picture of a dog. And it's kind of slouched down. He looks really, really sad. And it says underneath him, "Unfortunately, I don't know the difference between mom going into a different room and being abandoned for life." Okay, we were talking about this here. If it's 85 degrees out, if the air temperature, listen to this. Uh-oh. This is for protecting your pups on the pavement, concrete versus asphalt. So asphalt is the black, like
tar,
right? Yeah. Okay, so if it's the air temperature is 85 degrees out. That's what it is right now. Mm-hmm. The concrete is 105, but asphalt is 130.
Yeah.
So again, tomorrow, air temperature 90 degrees. It's going to be at least 90 degrees. Concrete 125 degrees. Asphalt 140 degrees. Okay, the last one, air temperature 95 degrees. It's going to be 95 degrees Saturday and Sunday. Concrete 140 degrees, asphalt 155 degrees. So really be careful, and please put some pans of water out there.
Exactly. Great sacred animal portion.
Water and even ice cubes. There was one year I put a bowl of like a pan of frozen water outside. Do you remember this? And I can't find the picture, but we had a little chipmunk like laying across it. He was hot.
Yeah,
it was really cute. I'm going to find it.
I think a lot
of
our animals out there like it's shaken and slightly stirred, and they don't like it.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Maggie Dawn.
LGBTQ rights are under attack. At 4:30, Patrick Faribault from Our Lives Magazine joins to discuss what's at stake and how we celebrate Pride right here in Wisconsin. Don't miss the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Timeout.
All right.
Hey, remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report hours after a federal judge ordered the administration to release the former Columbia University graduate student, Mahmoud Khalil, walked out of an ICE detention center in Jena, Louisiana, which he says he hopes will one day no longer be used to hold immigrants.
I hope the next time that I will be in Jena is to actually visit this museum that's a testimony on America's racist policies against immigrants.
Khalil had been in custody since March as the administration tried to deport him for taking part in pro-Palestinian protests. Officials say there are grounds to remove Khalil from the U.S. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
In response to today's ruling, the White House said that Khalil lied when he first got his student visa to attend school here in the U.S. and that he hurt American foreign policy interests. So he is, as the White House put it, removable twice over.
CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your